when he was a private citizen. But the special counsel said no criminal charges will be brought. More from CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Mr. Biden himself was interviewed by her, a former U.S. attorney, for 5 hours, who wrote that the president did not remember when he was vice president or when his son, Beau, died. If the president were charged, her wrote that he would likely present himself to the jury as he did during his interview with our office, as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
Mr. Biden spoke to reporters after the report was released.
My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen?
The president also said Israel's attacks in Gaza have gone too far. The Supreme Court is now considering Thursday's arguments over whether Colorado can bar former President Trump from its ballot. CBS's Jan Crawford says it's likely the court will rule quickly.
Unlike in typically explosive, divisive, contentious cases, how they seem to be searching for consensus. They seem to be trying to find some common ground because they saw problems with the why, with the if we go this way. They saw real problems with allowing a state to say we can kick a candidate for president off a presidential election ballot.
CBS News projects Donald Trump will win the Nevada Republican presidential caucuses, and the Republican Party in the U.S. Virgin Islands says Trump has won that territory's caucuses resoundingly. Russian President Vladimir Putin tells commentator Tucker Carlson his country has no desire to expand the war in Ukraine to former Eastern Bloc nations. Putin spoke through an interpreter on the Tucker Carlson network.
We have no interest in Poland, Latvia, or anywhere else. Why would we do that? We simply don't have any interest. It's just threat-mongering.
We've learned disturbing details about a shooting and deadly house fire in a Philadelphia suburb. Six family members are feared dead, says CBS News Philadelphia reporter Carrie Corrado.
Investigators are sifting through what is left of the burned-out house. So far, they managed to recover the remains of three bodies and a rifle.
Shots are coming from inside the house. Two officers shot.
Reports of someone shooting at police came in just after 3 o'clock Wednesday.
A new poll finds that many of us are just not happy.
Fewer than half of American adults, 47%, are very satisfied with their personal lives. That's nearly a record low. Gallup found that satisfaction was highest among upper-income Americans, the married, and those who consider themselves to be religious.
CBS's Jim Crisula. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An attorney with energy company Enbridge tried to vacate an order that would shut down part of the Line 5 pipeline that goes through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewas Reservation. Enbridge's attorney argued before a federal appellate court Thursday. They say that a treaty between the United States and Canada bars any authority from impeding the flow of oil between the countries. A federal judge last year ordered the pipeline to be moved off the reservation within 3 years. The daughter of an inmate who killed himself at the Waupun State Prison is suing state officials. Megan Hoffman says they didn't give him adequate mental health care and medication. Dean Hoffman was found dead in his cell in 2023 on his 9th day in solitary confinement. He's one of at least 3 inmates who died at Waupun that year. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks with another loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks slump continues. They lost at home to the Timberwolves, 129-105. Doc Rivers says his team was tired from their 5-game road trip. Rivers asked about the team trading for one of his former players on the 76ers, Patrick Beverley.
He is a very, very high IQ player, especially defensively and even offensively with his movement and stuff and setting picks. He's also an instigator. He's a big talker defensively, not meaning trash talk, meaning he talks on defense. And I think those are some of the things that we need.
The Bucks also traded Robin Lopez to the Sacramento Kings for a cash consideration. Robin showed up to the Bucks game reading a book. His twin brother, Brooke, back after missing three games, was asked if he spotted Robin in the seats in street clothes.
Did you notice Robin sitting courtside, eating popcorn?
Yeah, he was there. He's found a way to show up somehow.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and a few thunderstorms ending in the overnight. We'll see plenty of clouds as lows drop to the mid and upper 30s. It will be breezy. On Friday, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s, approaching the 40-degree mark. It's 39 at our studios.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon till 3, we're talking Super Bowl with Brady Ewing and the Week in Review with Peter Rapine on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. So very glad to have you along with us. Jane, Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin, all coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can call or text, join the show at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Fiesta!
That's not right.
It's Spanish for party.
It is, but...
Okay, party.
Party, thank you. Or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or the social media platform that Elmo ruined. You can leave a comment there as well. All kinds of things coming up today, next hour at 11:06, as she always does. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here for a public cervix announcement. We had a question from a listener last week for Dr. Lyerly about white coat syndrome.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. I'm very interested.
Yeah, it's a very, very common thing. People get nervous before you have to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And like you're going to fail your test.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then your blood pressure goes up.
Yeah.
And then they take your blood pressure and they're like, well, you're close to death. So well, maybe not that.
I also fear dramatic doctors now.
But our listener wanted to know what she can do about that and what can folks do, because it's my mother had it. She would get herself so hyped up before she went to the doctor, she would be just a mess by the time she got there. So you want to get, and you want those blood pressure readings to be accurate. So we're going to talk to her about that. If you ever have a question for Dr. Lyerly, you can call or text it in at 844-967-2789. 1133, J.R. Radcliffe from the Journal Sentinel will be here to talk all things sports balls. We're going to start off, though, with what's going on in Washington. The Supreme Court currently hearing oral arguments over whether former President Trump can run for a second term, a dispute putting the nine justices into new legal territory. The case before the court is known as Trump versus Anderson. It involves whether Trump is disqualified from running or holding the presidency again because of his actions around the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The outcome expected to reverberate across all 50 states. It could clarify if Trump can be included on the primary and general election ballots. This was a case that came out of Colorado.
Yeah.
And these are all Republicans in Colorado who brought this case. These are all Republican voters. I just think it's important to clarify that.
No, absolutely. We should know that information. And I just wonder if he is Citizen Trump, convicted of no felonies at this point. Mm-hmm. He was not charged during January 6th. He has no criminal record based on this that would disqualify him. Why would the Supreme Court think twice about saying, of course he can be on it? He is qualified. He is of the age. He doesn't have any sort of thing. He has nothing against his record. So to say that he is not able to stand on the ballot makes no sense to me. I don't want him to be president. I will say that. I'll be the one who says it, folks. I'm the.
It's so brave of
you. I know. Thank you. I'm what they call a hero.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like this really holds a lot of water.
It's interesting watching because there is no there are no cameras in the courtroom. They are actually streaming the audio.
Yes.
And I've been watching various people on, again, the platform that Elmo ruined, and as they do live updates, some of the arguments are very, very confusing as far as what Trump's lawyers are trying to argue.
Well, he also does not have the smartest lawyers on earth.
It's, you're sure going to wonder.
Yeah. Which, by the way, every time you say Elmo, I forget that you mean Elon. And then there was a whole kerfuffle over Elmo asking, how you doing on Twitter? And people like just blew up.
You mean the real Elmo?
The real Elmo. So I thought you meant the real Elmo who ruined Twitter.
No, Elmo. Straight Elmo is fine.
I'm not that. Maybe I'll be a Trump lawyer. I'm not that smart. Okay. My gosh. But yeah, I mean, listening to and reading Supreme Court records, like the transcripts, is not easy.
It really isn't. It's like an entirely different language.
But when you're not qualified to stand in that room to do what they're doing and they're trying to act like they are, it's gonna be like, why did you bring in pasta with a banana? I don't understand what you're doing right now. So yeah, I'd probably listen to that though.
It'll be interesting to see how this breaks down. And again, this testimony is going on right now as we speak. So we will try and dip in and out. And again, as I try and keep track of what's going on with some of these arguments. Stephen from Green Bay is on the line. Good morning, Stephen. Thank you so much for joining us. What's up?
Good morning, Jayden and Greg. Who would think in the year 2024 that we would be taking to the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, whether or not someone who engaged in insurrection and tried to overthrow our government could also then go and bid for the highest office in the land. Now, Greg, I have to push back on something that you said about, you know, there being no reason for Trump to be taken off the ballot. We have to remember that he is, even though not convicted for, mostly due to his, you know, really good record of, you know, dragging his feet as slowly as he can through appeals, but he is still being charged with things that are related to insurrection. And we all know that he did it. And therefore, someone that used his position in government to do that, we were very close to the history of America changing that day.
No question.
I do not think that I don't think that he should be able to, you know, go and bid for the White House again so we can have a part two and him possibly finish the job he started when he was president the first time.
Okay.
Appreciate the call, Stephen, as always, and thank you so very much for listening. If you want to weigh in on this call or text, you're always welcome, 844-967-2789.
Stephen, I understand what you're saying, and I get where you're coming from, but at the end of the day, which I realize I say too much. I say that phrase too much. When it all comes down to it, there's the new one. That is your opinion. It is my opinion that I don't want him to be president. It's probably the opinion of other people that they want him to be president. But as it stands in this country, he is charged. He has not been convicted. There are no roadblocks in the way of him running for president that violate any sort of constitutional measure. I didn't say that he has nothing in the way. I didn't say that out of opinion that he has nothing in the way. I'm saying legally there is nothing in his way that should keep him off the ballot. Do I like that? It doesn't matter if I like that. We're talking about the law, and the law reads it as if you are not. I don't think if you're a felon, you can still stand for certain offices. But as the law stands, he has no roadblocks. He has not been convicted. And he is of age, and he is a native-born citizen. So I do not see why the Supreme Court would disallow him to be on the ballot in Colorado or any other state unless he is violating or in violation of those types of standards.
Well, and on the flip side also, Greg, I think that for supporters of Donald Trump, and there are many, there are millions of people who support him, and we're going to talk about the poll numbers that came out yesterday very briefly in just a little bit. If he would be removed from these ballots, that is going to give weight to their contention that the whole system is rigged against Donald Trump, right? It's like that now the courts are unfairly interceding to even prevent people from having the opportunity to vote for him. And that's just going to outrage people, too. I'm not saying that this should be a determining factor for the Supremes, but I do think that that's going to come up if they come out and rule in favor of these plaintiffs in Colorado and he doesn't get to be put on the ballot there. Is that going to help ultimately? I don't know. I think the only way to really defeat MAGA and the MAGA movement is with a massive outpouring of votes in November.
Oh no! I have like three catchphrases and I hate them all. My point is, yes, we need to be educated. We need to vote. We need to listen to the right people and the right people. That is my opinion as well. Joe McClear, by the way, sent a little message. He says, "Greg, you sound like a lawyer." You.
Joe is a lawyer.
Well, fun fact about me is I went to school for pre-law at UW Milwaukee, and I took a lot of classes, and I could
talk. You remembered some stuff.
Oh, I love the Constitution. I love reading about it. But we need to be up to speed on what we're learning about the candidates. But I also, and if someone can explain it to me differently, if the court came down and said, yes, Citizen Trump, you are no longer allowed to be on the ballot. The people of Colorado are correct. I would wonder why until someone, a lawyer, somebody, an expert that I trust could sit down and explain to me why he was disallowed. At this point, I do not know why he would be disallowed.
Well, the one thing, and again, I'm dipping in and out of these arguments as they're going on as we speak, this whole contention that Donald Trump was never an officer of the United States. Somehow being president puts you in a different category, and because he was not an officer, therefore he could not have broken this rule, which seems like a stretch.
We got three texts from Steve from Milwaukee. I'll just write them. No conviction needed. The 14th Amendment is self-executing, and then no need to adjudicate. I don't understand the context of that, if you're just answering me what I was saying, but I'm literally, as we're on the air right now, typing in to Google questions because I want the answers. And I, you know, if there's a constitutional scholar or an election scholar
or a lawyer
who is listening right now, wants to call in and answer some questions, I'd love to know that because I'm personally confused, but that's not difficult.
I think a lot of folks are confused. I think the whole argument is confusing. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you want to call and or clarify, you are more than welcome to join us. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wausau, if you're listening on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, thank you so very much for joining us today. Matt Nair on air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. If you want to call or text, 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We are talking about arguments happening in front of the Supreme Court. Regarding this Colorado case, the case was brought by the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics on behalf of four Republicans and two unaffiliated Colorado voters. They argue Donald Trump is ineligible from holding the presidency under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. It's very confusing.
It's very confusing. It should be straightforward. The Section 3's language, I'm going to try to truncate it. No person shall be president. It says all the elected offices, but no person should be president or hold any office having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or any member of the state legislature or any executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States shall engage in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid comfort to the enemies thereof. Now, that's to a lot of people, and in Colorado says, yep, there it is, clear as day.
Right.
But if he's still allowed to be on the ballot, then there's questions on, one, did he really do it? He was never convicted of doing it. So there's no, like, if there's no conviction, I think it leaves the door open for interpretation. To him and to the people who very traitorously invaded the Capitol, they thought what they were doing was being very patriotic.
They did.
They can make that argument if they want. But you also just saw an article that said that Section 3 doesn't give them the protection, doesn't have the absolute word as a lot of people think now.
Yeah, this will be very, very interesting as this all plays out. After a five-day trial in Denver, a state court found Trump did engage in insurrection through incitement, but that court ordered he be put on the ballot after determining Section 3 doesn't apply to the presidency and the former president.
And to the question what I asked before about whether or not you could be, my whole statement was you have to be convicted. If you are charged, you're still considered innocent under the eyes of the law. According to University of California law professor Richard L. Hassan, one of the country's leading experts on election law, he still has a path to winning re-election. And there is no, it says the Constitution has very few requirements to serve as president, such as being at least 35 years of age. It does not bar anyone indicted or convicted or even serving jail time from running as president and winning the presidency. Could he serve as president from prison? That's less clear. But there's very few things. I mean, if you want to be a Supreme Court justice, guess what? You can be. You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be a judge. They didn't write the specifics in there. They just made it so that these guys could put in power anyone they wanted.
844-967-2789. Eric of Tosa texting in. Hey, Jane and Greg, the 14th Amendment makes no mention of conviction. And Steve from Milwaukee says scholars have already explained, including Lawrence Tribe, Trump should not be allowed to run. He could be in prison before November if the judicial system holds up to the Constitution. And Bill from Grant, Colorado is on the line. Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Well, I just, from outside looking in and just a regular average guy, I'm thinking that the Democrats are really, really desperate. They're behind the eight ball. They don't have anybody to run up against the Trumpster. So they're trying to do away with them through legal terms, because head-to-head, he's the next president. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Bill from Grant County, actually.
But remember, Bill, it's not Democrats who did this. It's Republicans who filed the charges.
Yes, well, but I would imagine that there are some people who would believe that the Democrats are the ones who put these Republicans up to it.
We're also getting a lot of text messages saying what he did. Once again, I want to clarify. I think he incited the insurrection. I think he ginned them up. I think he is responsible. I don't think he should be president. What I am saying is also that I know that there's nothing about conviction in Section 3 of the Constitution. By the way, this next space is what I live for talking about sometimes. I'm not talking about conviction through the Constitution. I'm talking about the fact that not only do you not need to be convicted, it doesn't matter if he was convicted. As this legal scholar has said, if he was a convicted felon, he could still run for and stand for the presidency. So I'm trying to separate your opinion from the fact, and the law does not care about our opinions.
No, it certainly doesn't. It's supposed to be cut and dried, right?
It's supposed to be blind, but that's not how it always is. And by the way, Joe McClear wrote in and said, I have all the answers because he's a lawyer, but I'm not going to call in, and these are his words, because I'm mean.
Joe,
well, no one asked you to tell us about Trump's late stage planning, so whatever.
No one thinks you're mean, Joe McClear. That's hilarious. All right, we're going to move on. We have the news coming up. Also, weather on the way, a great entertainment minute from Pete Schwabe. So stick around for that. And then when we return, Mike Gallagher decided to vote with the Democrats, and now he's in trouble in the backyard in Green Bay. And Dr. Kristen Lierley is in Mr. Gallagher's district, and she's going to be joining us at 11:06 for public service announcement. But medical announcements. apparently not all of Mr. Gallagher's constituents in the Green Bay area are happy that he did not vote to impeach the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will kick that around on the way next. Yes.
I'm seeing some other comments from Papa Rico.
Yes.
Should General Robert E. Lee have been allowed to run for president? Lee was never convicted of insurrection, I don't believe. Well, according to the Constitution, he could have if he wanted to.
It wouldn't have mattered.
It doesn't matter what I think. Also, he's dead.
There is that.
Ha ha.
That's kind of the ultimate decider.
I apologize for interrupting you, Jane. I adore you.
That's fine, Greg Bach.
Oh, that felt bad.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hold tight for the ride of your life. And
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with
CBS News Brief. President Biden says Israel's attacks in Gaza have gone too far.
There are a lot of innocent people who are starving, a lot of innocent people who are in trouble and dying. And it's got to stop.
The president pushed back on assertions in a special counsel report that he has a poor memory. The Supreme Court could decide soon whether former President Trump can be excluded from state ballots. CBS's Jan Crawford.
It's a momentous case, so it's one we would think we would get at the end of June, you know, when they have all the big decisions. Not here. I would expect a decision potentially in a week or two.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says discussions are underway about freeing an imprisoned Wall Street Journal reporter. He spoke through an interpreter.
There are certain terms being discussed via special services channels. I believe an agreement can be reached.
The interview was on the Tucker Carlson Network, and CBS News projects Donald Trump wins the Nevada Republican caucuses. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw its first ever February tornado Thursday evening. One touchdown near Albany in Greene County and another near Evansville in Rock County. If a tornado warning is declared in your area, get down to the lowest level of your home immediately. Other areas of Wisconsin saw severe thunderstorms and hail. Misinformation is distorting the immigration debate, so says Vina Iyer, who's an immigration law expert. She says the notion that people come to the United States for government benefits is a stubborn misconception.
There are so many laws that actually highly restrict immigrants from getting any type of public benefits or services in our country.
Iyer says the U.S. needs comprehensive fixes to immigration law instead of stricter border enforcement. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know, if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and a few thunderstorms ending in the overnight. We'll see plenty of clouds as lows drop to the mid and upper 30s. It will be breezy. On Friday, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s, approaching the 40-degree mark. It's 39 at our studios.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people gonna say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Matt Nair on air. So happy to have you along with us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin is on the board, and you can always join us. Give us a call or shoot us a text at 844-967-2789. You can leave a comment on the live stream as well if you're listening on or watching the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joining us at 11:06 for public cervix announcement. If you ever have a medical question, doesn't have to be a female medical question because she is an OBGYN, but she also is pretty knowledgeable as a doctor about other things.
As someone in the mammalian doctoral arts, I would say that Dr. Kristen Lyerly
she's up there.
Is almost up there with Joel Kitchens.
Close. She's so close. So if you ever have a question for Dr. Lyerly, you can always text that in. We're going to start off, I think, by talking about white coat syndrome. We had a listener ask about that last week. We didn't get around to it, so she's coming up at 11:06. Stay tuned for that. Right now, though, we want to talk about Mike Gallagher representing Green Bay area. Mike Gallagher joined three other House Republicans and every Democrat on Tuesday to vote against impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of what's going on at the U.S.-Mexican border. Gallagher arguing that while his performance was a disgrace, Mayorkas's actions did not rise to the level of crimes necessary for impeachment, which is high crimes and misdemeanors.
Yeah.
He warned that impeaching a cabinet official would set a precedent for future administrations. Not everybody's happy with Mr. Gallagher. One county GOP chairman, according to the article in the Journal Sentinel in the 8th Congressional District, sent a letter to other county chairs disavowing him. Some radio hosts Wednesday ridiculing his explanation for his no vote, and some other members of the GOP suggesting Gallagher should face a primary challenge.
Oh, and there's already people out there like asking individuals in that area, Republicans in that region to run. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he might be in the same doghouse as Langford. Langford.
I can't
remember that name. Yeah. And also,
who was censured by the Oklahoma GOP?
Yeah, and I don't think the Wisconsin GOP is going to censure Mike Gallagher. We're too nice for that.
It's censure doesn't. What does that even
it
do?
Does nothing.
Naughty lawmaker. Bad lawmaker. Bad. Some might like that. But
I was going to say. I mean, according to Madison Caulfield, point is that's just a letter in your permanent record. No one cares. I mean,
right? It doesn't do anything.
No.
It has no teeth. Oconto County GOP Chair Ken Sikora, writing a letter to other county chairs in Gallagher's district, I can no longer tolerate nor support someone who will not follow his constitutional duties and the wishes of his constituents. I am calling on all District 8 chairs to unite and condemn this betrayal.
Wow. Do we have any betrayal condemnation dramatic music? Calvin,
get on that, Calvin.
Yeah, I always find that funny. So what you're saying, what this person is saying, is that every constituent in Representative Gallagher's district is in agreement. This is the will of the people. I disagree with that. And while I don't think that Gallagher had the most altruistic of the people ideas while casting this vote, I certainly don't think he was doing a disservice or a betrayal.
What happened to they were all individual thinkers? I thought at one point that was what some in the party were saying, is we'd all march in lockstep and just do what the party says. We're individual thinkers and we come to our own conclusions. And aren't we, you know, yay us.
They're not sheeple until they need to be sheeple.
You gotta go along with everything, apparently. Or it's a betrayal.
Absolutely. And in a regular world where it wasn't crazy, Mike Gallagher could spin this to get Democrats on his side to say, I'm voting this way because I feel this way, because I believe in the, and I feel like I'm representing the people of Green Bay, because I do represent all of you. But he can't do that because now we're so divided. But so now he's going to probably face a primary challenge. It may not be a hard one, but still it doesn't look good.
I give him credit. I do.
I give him credit.
I give him credit because, again, knowing what he's going to be walking into, and he stuck to his guns. We'll see whether or not there's a way for him to go back on this and try and get back in good graces. But it's just interesting to me because, again, when I think about Mike Gallagher and I think about what happened on January 6th when he recorded that video from his office saying, President Trump, call these people off. This is not good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that all got reversed and he voted, I'm sure, not to impeach Donald Trump. But we'll see what happens.
That's what makes me not want to give him credit is that I don't know why he's doing this. Like I said, I don't believe these are altruistic reasons. I think there's a strategy here. If anything, as I think it was you said, if they voted this, they caught the car again, and then they have to do something about it. These votes, keeping Mayorkas in place, means they don't have to take big moves because they don't know how to. So having people like Gallagher and the other Republicans who voted against, it's like, we can complain again. Like, it's all about being able to complain and blame the Democrats. Like, what are top lawmakers in Washington doing now? They're saying this is all the president's fault. He can make an executive order. He is in charge of the border. He can close it just like he opened it, which isn't true.
Right.
So they have the ability to still whine without having to do all the heavy lifting.
It's interesting that you say that because I did see another Republican lawmaker being interviewed about who is going to replace Mayorkas. And he essentially said, yeah, I don't know. We don't really have a replacement.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I this is an important issue. There are certainly many issues at the southern border, which we've been told for years and years and years is a crisis and it has to be fixed now. Mm-hmm. But apparently we can wait until the November election. It's going to be fine.
And until,
it was a crisis on Sunday.
Yep.
Monday, not so much.
It was a crisis that we needed to do something about.
Immediately.
Now it's Thursday and it's the president's fault. And, oh, I got a lunch.
I got to go.
Yeah.
He was asked, Representative Gallagher asked on Wednesday if he's concerned about backlash in his district for his vote. He told a group of reporters, that can't be the North Star that guides your votes and guides your principles. I don't live online, guys. Get offline. It's not healthy for you. I talk to human beings.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
I mean, go touch some grass.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I'd love to have a flip phone again. Imagine having a flip phone. I'm being dead serious here. I'm not trying to be funny. Having a flip phone, which means you can't access the apps, which means you take yourself away from that world a little bit. Just a little bit. Just have your computer. I'm just saying, literally, I'd love to have a flip phone. If I could have a flip phone, I wouldn't be on Twitter. I wouldn't be on these things. It's not healthy. It doesn't feel good. Never feels good to comment.
You live for commenting.
Yeah, but then at home at night, I can feel my soul breaking apart like Horcruxes in Harry Potter.
Mike from Kenosha is on the line, 844-967-2789, if you want to join us. Good morning, Mike. Thank you for calling. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I share in your part-time anxieties off the air for sure. But, when we're listening to polls, we're listening to Gallagher, we're listening, so much of what is pertinent today is not being represented to the public properly. There's such a gap in knowledge and information. You can tell that just by looking at some of these ridiculous polls. And I just want to remind people that in the immigration sphere in and of itself, Congress during the 80s were not aggressive in updating. And then finally Reagan, we all know he signed off on that one amnesty bill and then, took a lot of heat for it. But hey, at least it got done. My point is this. Since 2001, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2013, 2017, there were all specific attempts to upgrade our immigration policy.
Yes.
And each time, and it's very, very easily tracked, each time the right-wingers pulled the carpet out from underneath America. You know, with Gallagher here, again, he made himself known along with a couple handfuls of other Republicans about, on January 7th, what he thought, what happened on January 6th. And then they flip, the only recourse we have, I think, and I'll end it with this, is we the people need to take it upon ourselves to educate ourselves. We cannot rely upon conservative media groups to give you a full story. And again, when we've done this over and over and over and over for 25 years or so now, at some point, the people need to wake up and realize that, again, this is a political football. The GOP would rather have a debate issue than reconcile or fix anything. All they want to do is have political points. And we the peeps need to be much, much better than what we've done.
I really appreciate that, Mike. Thank you so very much for calling. And as always, thank you so very much for listening. I don't disagree with you that people need to take it upon themselves. Mm-hmm. But I also think, and we have talked about this many times, Greg, and for people who listen regularly and are really into politics, not everyone is like us. Not everyone swims where we swim.
Exactly.
And
that's fine.
And that is fine. And they don't necessarily maybe like swimming at all. So
yeah.
I think that's part of the goal of civic media is to present facts.
I love this quote. I love this quote. Papa Rico just said, "That is why I don't engage in social media, but I'm very happy to engage with civic media." And that's true. I think that's what we try to do here, is we try to present the facts as we see them, not as, like, I mean, we talk to smart people, we have smart people on, we like to believe we are smart, we read the articles, and if we see something, that's why, I mean, like, the whole first, like, before earlier when I don't want Donald Trump to be president, but at this point, I can't see why he couldn't run for president. You have to put your feelings aside and look at the facts. That's what we try to do here and present them to you. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who are like, no, that's not true. But I'm not down for lying. So,
well, I'm with you on that. And we're going to talk about polls just a little bit. Dan Schaefer, who normally joins us on Tuesday now, has moved his regular segment. So we're going to be recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area now every Friday at 10:30. Mm-hmm. And so we will be talking about this a lot more with Dan tomorrow, yeah, because the new poll by the Marquette Law School came out yesterday, and essentially Donald Trump and President Biden are tied at 49% each.
But big ups to Robin Voss. Huge gains.
Oh?
Yeah.
How is the Popcorn King doing among voters?
Well, you guys remember last time they did the poll, he was at a balmy 16% approval.
Yeah.
Guys, get ready. Y'all ready for this?
I'm excited.
17%.
Well done.
I wish I had little...
What a... He's got to
shoot streamers.
He's got to be so excited and so proud. Up a whole percent. What did he do that got him a whole percent?
I don't know. I mean, I guess one person who liked him answered a phone call.
It was probably a relative. 41% of registered voters in Wisconsin approve of the job President Biden is doing. 58% disapprove. The president's number is much worse than other key Wisconsin figures. Democratic Governor Tony Evers, 51% approval, 44% disapproval. And President Biden trailing Trump on two issues, the economy and immigration, which again, as Mike from Kenosha just pointed out, the Republicans love the immigration issue as an issue.
Yeah. They love abortion as an issue.
As an issue, but not actually something to run on.
Yeah.
Or to fix. Stay with us. Call or text at 844-967-2789. This is Matt Nair on air, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocate.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matinair on Air. So happy to have you along with us. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. And you can always join us at 844-967-2789-844-96.
Party.
Or leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We were talking about the border issue and the votes against Alejandro Mayorkas and Representative Mike Gallagher, who voted with Democrats to not impeach him. We also had a couple texts that I just wanted to get to from Stevens Point. Thank you for listening from the 715. If the president doesn't have the power to close the border, the MAGAs don't realize the secretary doesn't have that power either. And Steve from Milwaukee agreeing with Mike, who called in from Kenosha. So thank you so very much for that. Just checking the live stream, see what else is going on.
There's a whole party going on there.
There is an entirely different party on the live stream. I highly, if you don't want to listen alone,
no,
you can listen with friends, and we have our own dance parties that happen.
Oh my gosh!
When you're watching the live stream, Calvin's been picking some good tunes this
morning. He's the tune meister.
He's the tune meister this morning. This happened suddenly. The article in the Wisconsin State Journal this morning from Alexander Schur. Senate Republicans now considering adopting legislative maps drawn by Governor Evers with no changes. What?
I don't.
That was a dramatic reversal. Is that an understatement?
I don't get it.
While the maps the governor proposed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court could reduce and even reverse the GOP's legislative majority, Republican lawmakers have found the governor's maps to be more favorable for them than the other three democratically supported alternatives that the court is considering, because essentially the two maps that the Republicans drew up, they all said, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No. It's still gerrymandered. Well, for one thing, the maps the legislature supplied didn't even follow the assignment.
And they were drawn in Crayola.
What they had the 64 box, so they had lots of options. But now it's like they really don't want this to go to the Supreme Court, do they?
No, they do not. And there's no guarantee what the Supreme Court said, because the Supreme Court has only said these maps are not fair, period.
Right. Right.
So go back and change them. By saying you're going to adopt Tony Evers, or that they're looking to just adopt it, be done, and move on, that's saying to me that they believe Tony Evers to be a fair person in the design of these maps, that he knows that they can't trust the liberal maps because they're afraid they're going to lose their seats. So
They think they have a better shot with the governor's map.
Exactly. So to me, I should be like, oh, so you think Tony Evers is a fair man and he's been fair this entire time, that you could have trusted him?
For some reason, Greg Bach, I don't think that that is how it will be presented.
Oh, no, I can't wait for the tweets.
Oh, it'll be more like, this is the map that sucks the least.
This is the map they made us take.
Or that, too.
That's what they'll say.
Yeah, or that, too. When told that the Republicans were considering this, Governor Evers told reporters, I'll believe it when I see it, and asked if he would sign the proposal into law if his maps stay unchanged. He said, why not? Yeah. Devin LeMahieu telling reporters, Senate Republicans will consider the governor's maps along with other alternatives that happened yesterday in a closed session. Any action to pass Governor Evers' maps would likely happen in the next 2 weeks because the clock is ticking.
Yeah, they have about a month, right?
And aren't they overdue to go on vacation? Are they still actually working?
Do we send them some cookies?
Well, I'm concerned. They've been at work for weeks and weeks and weeks.
They've been working for literal hours a day.
I know. It's concerning.
Just send them some orange slices.
Something.
Yeah.
So they can keep their energy up.
And that might be the other thing, too. They might just be saying, look, I can't handle all this hard work of walking from one place to another place where I talk into a microphone.
I just want to go home.
I want to go home. His maps say this? Fine.
In January, Republican lawmakers passed a proposal similar to the governor's. But it reduced the number of Republican incumbents who would have to run against each other. The governor vetoed that. He said Republicans essentially were gerrymandering to save their incumbents. And this goes back to the landslide victory election of Justice Janet Protasiewicz last spring, where it had to be not just Democrats, but Republicans and independents casting their ballots for her because we want a fair fight.
Over 200,000 votes, called it within a half an hour. I think it was like 8:17.
The results came in so quickly.
And I just want to say this too, before we go grab a snack. If you're on the Twitter right now, their new thing, they can't impeach Janet anymore. Justice Janet
is gone. Well, the time window is gone.
But to cause a new distraction, Brian Schimming, the Wisconsin GOP, various leaders in Madison are now calling for her to apologize to once relevant Justice Dan Kelly for the ads that she did, which, by the way, I worked in politics. She did not do the ads. Okay. She hired a company to work with her campaign to do the ads.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is Google Dan Kelly horse political ads. That's all I'll say. But they're demanding her. Like I see this on my Twitter feed all the time. She needs to apologize. She disrespected Dan Kelly. You want me to go through his speeches and show you how many times he disrespected her? Oh, I'm not asking for an apology because he'll never give it to me.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I could get together with five of my girlfriends and come up a list of things that men have said that have been disrespectful. We'll be there for 2 months.
Yeah. So, folks, quit being such snowflakes.
Going to have to toughen up just a little bit.
It's nearly 50 degrees outside. You're going to melt.
It is really nice out,
by
the way. It
is super nice.
You have an opportunity,
it's 48 degrees
out. If you have an opportunity to go for a walk or open up some windows, I highly encourage you to do that. All right. News is coming up. We have weather. And then when we return, it will be public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, as it is every Thursday. At that time, we're going to kick things off talking about white coat syndrome. We already had a texter comment on that. So stay here. This is Matt Nair on air. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
House. Yeah, she's 1990. I just spin it all hang out. I want a brick house. Yeah, she's the one, the only one, built like an egg on fire. Yeah. Shake it down, shake it down, shake it down now. Shake it down, shake it down, shake it down now. Shake it down, shake it down, shake it down now. Shake it down, shake it down, shake it, shake it. Shake it down, shake it down, shake it now.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.